Hey, everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zan. Of course, I'm joined by my console that came to life, Rich Stambolian.
I would be the Atari Jaguar.
Oh, the worst of the worst.
Come to life.
I'd be a Panasonic 3DO.
Oh, 3DO wasn't too bad.
Nobody had it.
But it did have Echo the Dolphin. You know what I was always envious of kids that had? It was very rare.
What?
Neo Geo.
A Neo Geo?
Yeah. Because that was like a $700 console.
So I had a TurboGrafx 16.
Oh, yeah.
I had a TurboGrafx 16. I did not have a Neo Geo.
Mm-hmm.
But why? But the Neo Geo was all the SNK games, right?
Right.
It was all like the crazy
Samurai Showdown, Metal
Japanese
Slug,
fighting games.
Yeah, King of Fighters.
Yeah.
And they had like a lot of good like arcade ports. But that was an expensive console, man. $700 to get it. And then and now you could just buy those games for like $3.
$3.
On a PlayStation Store.
You know, by the way, I saw that post somebody made. You retweeted the guy that bought the first issue of Wolverine for $10. Where the hell did he get it for $10?
I don't know.
How much is it worth?
Cool. Not as much as you think it would be.
Not like $200?
No. Maybe.
Because this thing is worth like $250.
What are you pointing at?
This one. The Secret Wars?
Yeah.
That
thing's
$250.
Well, because you have it slabbed.
Yeah. Right? I got that thing slab, baby.
What's the grade on that?
9.6?
Yeah, it's the first black Spider-Man, right?
First black Spider-Man. African-American Spider-Man.
Sorry.
We're in 2018.
Gotta correct myself.
guys, this is the first show we're doing on a Tuesday. I don't think we've ever done Matt Men on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we're trying this out to see how well this time slot works and how the chat room responds and how the energy is.
I'm feeling pretty good.
I'm feeling pretty good, too. I like Tuesdays. I haven't been defeated by the week.
Right.
By Thursday, I'm just dead.
And hungover.
And hungover because I drink every day. But let's see how this goes.
Yeah.
Let's see how Tuesday goes.
Cool.
Last night, Monday Night Raw, we're on the road to WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
They announced that Kurt Angle announced that Ronda Rousey will be signing her contract.
At Elimination Chamber.
So she's on Raw.
Cool.
Okay, fine. You know, I'm cool with that. I think that'll be a nice ratings bump.
There's an interesting thing surrounding the whole Ronda Rousey thing. I think part of being a wrestling fan in the modern era is being a fan of wrestling social media and, you know, wrestling Twitter and wrestling Facebook and all that stuff. But there's so much hate for Ronda Rousey that it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know?
And
I tell you know why?
Why?
Because they're setting up Asuka to be beaten.
Of course. But just someone, but you know what? You know my answer to that is if it wasn't Ronda,
right,
who would be the one? Nia?
Exactly.
You wanna, okay. So Nia beats her.
It's going to happen eventually.
And then people get upset.
Right.
So you do a weird roll up by Sasha Banks to beat her. You got to make it mean something.
Yeah.
Like something big. You know what would have been cool? If Bayley beat her. And Bayley actually was doing really good. Like, she was really over.
Right.
Like, that would make sense. But the reality is, Bayley's not over as much anymore because they killed her.
Yeah.
Sasha's in a weird position. Nia's coming up as, like, the next big thing.
Right.
But it's going to take some time with her. She's not, like, super over.
She's getting there.
Last night was very well done.
It was very well done.
The crowd was also really into everything last night.
Yeah. San Jose, man.
San Jose was a good crowd.
Usually the California crowds are a little lackluster.
Yeah, very good crowd. You know. It was the Dave Meltzers in the crowd. They're all Dave Meltzers. Because he's from San Jose.
Is that his noise?
Yeah, that's the sound he makes, actually. Have you seen how jacked this dude
is? Very jacked.
Holy moly. Dave Meltzer is probably in better shape than Vince McMahon is today.
He's got a sitcom dad's head on a...
And a studs body.
On a studs body. Yeah, it's true. He's very jacked. I remember that like a couple of years ago. I saw a picture of him in a PWG show, and I was like, Jesus Christ, man. What's this guy doing?
Yeah. I want him in like in a muscle calendar. I just want Dave Meltzer every
12 months of the year.
12 months of the year. So... I thought that was pretty good. I thought that was well done.
Instead of like a boner, it's just stars.
Just stars. I thought that part was well done. Someone's calling me. I have no idea who this is.
It's Dave Meltzer. Stop talking about how jacked I am.
I have no idea. You know what's interesting? It's not ringing on my phone, though, whoever this is.
Raw, I enjoyed it last night. We skipped last week's show. There's something going around. My wife's sick now also. What was this?
You got a call too?
Yeah.
We're both getting calls.
Everybody's sick now. You were sick last week.
Yesterday, I was dying.
Mm-hmm.
Dying.
Yeah.
I actually didn't go to work yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And it's the first, and I did no work.
We just sat at home.
Like, I probably, since I started this job, even when I'm sick, I'm like, yeah, but I feel, you know, I feel okay. Let me just do it. I was like, chills, really crappy yesterday. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like last night, like it never happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife's going through the same thing. Yeah. But, you know, we're back now. And Raw was good, man. Raw was a good setup. I think it's kind of interesting how, like, it as a fan, it seems that, I want to go back to the Rousey thing for a minute. Like, it's very 50-50 where people are like, yo, this shit's going to be awesome. And other people are like, F her. She's going to be a part-timer and she's going to get chewed up and spit out. And I'm like, why?
Why does it bother people that people are part-timers? That's the thing. You know, like, if they're a draw.
Right.
Then who cares?
Are people upset when The Rock shows up for like a day?
Sometimes.
He's the most part-timer.
I mean, but sometimes, right? People are upset at that. Like, limited schedule is a fine thing. And people don't. By the way, Shawn Michaels, his second run, he was essentially a part-timer.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't really do house shows as much.
Yeah.
He did major shows. He would go away for a little bit, come back. Mm-hmm. Nobody complained about that.
Brock on a house show is good for everybody. You know, because everybody gets a cut of the gate.
But he's another one people have turned on him.
But true.
You know, people turned on Brock.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, he's a part-timer. He's held that title forever.
Yes.
Right? Whenever he holds a title, it's a long-term thing.
It's a year. It's almost been a year.
That's how it always was.
Yeah.
The champion held the belt for a while. Look at Hogan.
Yeah.
You know, this flip-floppy shit is from the Attitude Era.
It's also, like, when we talked about this a couple of years ago, too, like, when Reigns and Rollins started, like, winning the titles, you're doing that to buff these guys' stats, you know? So in a future match, you could easily say, like, 3-time world champion Roman Reigns, you know? And then you add those accolades, but you can't do it too quick. I think Roman is definitely taking that title off of Brock at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a solid match. I think Roman's going to get that insane WrestleMania moment where, like, he's going to have to take a beating and give a beating.
Yeah.
At this WrestleMania.
Who is this, Roman?
This is Roman. And I really think he'll take the belt off him, and then you'll see he'll lose it next month at Backlash to somebody.
You think so?
Yeah. And then, like, it'll go back and forth a little bit.
Well, Balor is going to have a nice 2018 run.
I hope so.
As a main eventer. I'm not saying with the title, but it's really going to – it looks like Balor is going to be the guy, and when Joe comes back, he'll be in that running.
Ambrose
is hurt when he comes back. I don't know, man.
They're saying that might be more kayfabe than anything.
That he's hurt?
That he's going to – well, he's not as – he's well on the way to recovery as opposed to, like, being out for 9 months.
No, but he'll be out past WrestleMania.
I don't think so. I think he'll be back.
No, 100, definitely not back. Yeah, definitely not back. And Jason Jordan now, quite possible he may miss WrestleMania.
Yeah, that sucks.
But
it's good that he's getting taken care of now as opposed to, like, if this was 20 years ago, he'd still be wrestling injured.
But you know what sucks? It's at the peak of this, like, heat that he's getting.
Yeah.
I really think he's coming in to the character.
Mm-hmm.
And before, he was like a doofy baby face that people hated because they associated with Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
And then his stock kind of plummeted. And then you kind of started, like, hating him. Mm-hmm. And that started getting over. And they took the ball and they ran with that. They didn't really push it down our throats.
Right.
And it's exactly the Rockamia.
Rockamia, baby.
It's like Mamma Mia, but with the Rock. It's the Rocky Maya Villa turn, you know? It's a new musical. It's almost like the Rocky turn where, you know, people are starting to boo him, but they're aware.
Yes.
And when the turn comes and he becomes this heel, I think it's going to be great.
He's got a tongue of heat.
I'm really into it.
I feel like people won't forget that easily. Like, he'll get booed when he returns. The Balor thing, the Balor and Seth thing I thought was very interesting last night because, you know, they did the five-way thing. They needed something for Rollins. And you can tell at the last minute, they were like, all right, put him in the thing, make it a five-way. Great match. Apollo Crews looked good in it. This was his best outing on Raw, I think.
Yeah, he's starting to look good.
Balor's in the chamber with Seth. Are they going to share a pod, or is it going to start with three men?
It's going to start with three men.
They should share a pod.
They should share a pod. Yeah.
That would be great.
And they should make it really warm in the pod.
They should share both of them in one pod with Braun Strowman.
It's like the Odd Couple.
Yeah.
And that's a good sitcom.
They
go to space and they all share a pod.
Oh, that's great. It's shaping up to be cool. And, like, you already know that, you know, your big wrestling, like, I think one of your WrestleMania grudge matches is going to be Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt, right?
Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt. Do you care about it anymore?
Kinda.
I mean, they're going to have to go to a broken angle, but I know that when Jeff Hardy comes back, he's come back as brother Nero.
He's going
to
be Nero?
Yeah, he's going to be Nero. Which it'll be, I think that'll give it the kick that it needs.
WrestleMania is going to be 19 hours this year, by
the way. Yeah, yeah. Confirmed.
If you think about where we're headed, Rousey, you're getting, there's 8 Elimination Chambers happening at some point during the month.
It's too much.
I think
it's
cool that they're doing the ladies' Elimination Chamber, you know?
I think it needs to be split. I don't think it should be on the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view.
But it's called Elimination
Chamber. I know. But see, I'm also not a fan of that.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of pigeonholing, you know, the match
month. You don't like Money in the Bank, the pay-per-view, because you have to do Money in the Bank.
Because you have to do Money in the Bank. I think it should be just on a random pay-per-view when needed.
Or like TLC, where like you have to TLC every
Tender
match.
Love and Care?
Yeah.
Or I'm a big fan of Left Eye Lopez.
Yes.
That's my favorite TLC.
She died, right?
She's dead.
Okay. Yeah. And Extreme Rules.
You know, like I think when you say like, oh, this is the month that we do this.
Yeah.
Now you gotta kind of like rush booking, and God forbid something goes wrong with your plans.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Then you're screwed.
Hell in a Cell.
You know, we see it in UFC all the time now.
Yeah.
Where main events are falling apart on these pay per views. Imagine if the main event was 100% supposed to be like, you know, take that philosophy and put it in WWE.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks, and it does happen in WWE, where the main event falls apart. So let's say now you have an Elimination Chamber match, and you need 5 guys, but 3 of those are hurt.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense anymore in the storyline to shove somebody in.
I'm hoping that this is it for the injuries, because you've got Jason Jordan, Ambrose, Joe. They're like done, right? They're not going to be around for Mania for the most part.
Who is it? Jason Jordan.
Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe will not be at Mania.
Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose will not be at Mania. Jason Jordan may make it.
Okay.
It's possible.
It's very interesting where they're going with this.
I know
stuff.
That he's a little banged up, but it's not as, you know, these guys are freaks of nature.
What does,
as far as body healing.
What does Finn Balor do at WrestleMania?
That's a very good question. That was something that we spoke about a couple weeks ago. Yeah. I do not know.
Because I think the thing about this Elimination Chamber,
maybe this is the match. Finn and Rollins.
I could see that. That'd be cool.
Very good. That would be a phenomenal match.
Like, they already have a history, you know. It'll be kind of interesting. I also feel like at some point they're going to have to deliver the Shield versus the Balor Club, right? Within like the next year.
Shield versus Balor Club. Yeah, if everybody's healthy.
Right.
But you know what? I think it'll be a match on Raw.
It's a big if.
I think that's what they'll do. They'll make it a match on Raw.
But where does Balor go? Which is kind of interesting, because they know they have something with him. You know, he's a draw. His merch sells probably like hotcakes.
Did you like the main event? Think it was great, or did you think it was just okay?
I liked it. I thought it was really good. I think everybody shined, and I think they told a good story. And I really did like that wacky ending of both of them pinning Bray Wyatt.
Yeah. So now you made it a 3-way.
Yeah. You know.
And then, unless one screws the other one out of Elimination Chamber, out of the win. And so who's winning this? Roman's winning this.
7-man pod.
So Roman's winning this.
Roman's
right?
in it, right?
Yes. It's. Let's see the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nation Chamber. When is this pay per view?
February 25th.
Next week.
No.
Next. The following. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not yeah. this yeah, Sunday. Yeah, following
yeah,
Sunday.
Yeah. yeah.
All right, so we have Braun Strowman versus Elias versus Finn versus John Cena versus Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins versus The
it's
Miz.
It's gonna be great.
I mean, one of these guys could have been taken out of here.
No, throw right? everybody in there.
So the way, if you look at this is how it's being set up. Braun Strowman so and The Miz are gonna be set up for WrestleMania.
Right.
Finn and Seth, Roman wins, faces Brock, and then John Cena faces The Undertaker, and where the hell is Elias?
Right. I don't know, man. Like, all these guys have a decent history with each other, and I kind of like the setup for this, because it can go a lot of different directions. Does Elias need his own match at WrestleMania? Or can you throw him?
You could do whatever you want.
I think it's not going to be Braun and Miz. I think it's going to be Braun, Miz, and Elias.
Okay, maybe that.
Right?
Maybe that.
I wouldn't be opposed.
And Elias wins the IC title?
That'd be great.
Love it.
I would not be opposed.
Some screwy finish.
to Finn Balor versus John Cena at WrestleMania.
I would not be opposed to that at all either.
Right?
Yeah. But we've seen that match, right?
We've seen it. We saw it once.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing it again. I also wouldn't mind it if Balor showed up in John Cena body paint.
John Cena body
like,
paint?
Just a,
with
like,
the face, too. With,
like, his body. Hear me out. His body paint.
It's just Frankenstein. He's just a white Frankenstein.
Is a t-shirt. He has, like, one of the Never Give Up t-shirts, and just, like, he paints himself, like, John Cena skin tone.
Yeah.
Or he does the whole
I get it. I see it. And then he does the John Cena face with the bolts for Frankenstein's monster.
And is the hat's painted on.
Yeah.
And the shorts are painted on.
Love it.
But he's in his underwear.
He's in the undies, you know? Yeah. It's like nude body paint.
It's just nude body paint. And he's dressed like John
Cena. And then the shorts,
Cena.
Yeah, the shorts are painted over. Yeah, perfect, perfect.
That's what you do. That's
I see it happening.
That's that WrestleMania intro right there.
We also have at Elimination Chamber, there's only three matches announced, by the way.
Yeah.
Asuka and Nia Jax. If Nia wins, she will be added to the Raw Women's Championship match at WrestleMania 34. So this is not a title match.
It's high stakes.
It's a high stakes match.
Yeah.
Why?
Why
give this away?
I think this is going to end a wacky finish.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Someone is going to DQ Nia.
Right. And then she ends up winning somehow.
No, she loses. She loses, but she loses by a DQ from somebody interfering.
Well, plus Ronda Rousey's in the audience.
Who won the thing?
What thing? The Royal Rumble?
No. But who is she challenging?
Ronda Rousey?
No, Asuka.
Alexa Bliss.
That's 100%.
Yeah.
So they're looking to do this a three. They're looking to do a three-way now.
Yeah,
that might be smart.
That's where this is going. And I think, listen, they need to set up that Asuka Ronda Rousey thing, right? Unless they're going back
give it time.
The tag match
at WrestleMania. Well, it will be a tag match at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
it's like Hunter. It's Hunter and Steph, and I believe Angle and Ronda.
Do you want to see that?
Or
would you rather it be
Rock? So there's a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
One,
Undertaker.
One, originally it was going to be Angle and Hunter.
Uh-huh.
But because of the Ronda Rousey thing being delayed and the Four Horsewomen thing being delayed at Survivor Series and scheduling issues, they decided that they're going to do this. Originally, they wanted to do a singles match, which I would not want to see between Steph and Ronda.
Right. Yeah.
It would be, bad. That'd be really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to do the tag thing. And there's already history between Angle and Steph and Hunter.
Right.
So I think this is the proper way to do it. And it's better for Angle to kind of be in a tag match. And for Ronda to kind of protect her. They both put one puts an arm, a Kimura or arm bar. And then the other one does an ankle lock. I mean, that's the finish right there. And they both tap simultaneously.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Rock Triple H thing was supposed to happen.
That's right.
And the problem is, The Rock got hurt while he was filming Hercules.
And he makes every movie known to man.
And the movie studios, because I think it was like he couldn't film for 14 days.
Yeah.
And it cost tremendous amount of money. So the question here is, who wants to pay that insurance for that bill when he can't compete, on a Tuesday to fly in and film when he gets hurt? Because obviously there's a good chance he might get hurt. This is where the problem with The Rock is. He does not have any open schedule
because he keeps making movies.
So unless they decide to, from January to May, he doesn't film anything. That might be the only way to do this.
But he can't do that because he needs a movie. He needs a movie every day.
Unless the studio and the WWE split the bill on the insurance for when he's hurt to pay the bills.
Every 2 weeks, there's a Rock movie coming out.
Every 2 weeks, there's a Rock
Jumanji?
Movie. With Kevin Hart. I feel like every movie puts out is with Kevin Hart.
Jumanji, Skyscraper. What was the other one? Rampage?
I have no idea.
Primal Rage? What am I thinking of?
Primal Cut Steakhouse. Located in the Sapphire Nightclub.
The one with the animals. The video game. Based on the video game.
Primal Rage?
Yeah. No. I think it's Rampage.
Oh, Rampage, the freaking, the Destructo game?
Yes, game.
I cannot believe that's a movie.
So that's a movie with The Rock. And I feel like he's going to turn into like an animal at the end of the movie. That's what it leads me to.
I really hope he turns into like a gazelle.
He has
not
to
even
stop,
like a masculine animal.
He has to stop a 30-foot gorilla. I think he just gets really big at the end of the movie.
He just gets angry?
I think that's what it's going to be. Like, he doses himself with whatever juju when he gets gigantic. All I know is it's gonna, we stand corrected also. Like, Asuka did not, announce who she's going for.
No, no. Listen, so, this is all...
You know, for all intents and purposes, she could move to SmackDown, face Charlotte, and maintain her undefeated streak, which leaves Rousey on Raw, and then she'll have an undefeated streak.
Yeah.
And then at some point, they'll do a streak versus streak thing.
Okay.
Which makes sense.
That's fine.
Great. This is going to be a huge WrestleMania.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big WrestleMania. So something else to think about now, okay?
Yeah.
And let's really break this down.
Make me think. Who wrestles?
Who wrestles? Last week, people loved that, by the way. Also, we have a lot of first-timers today.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of first-time viewers. I'm looking at you guys on Periscope. I'm looking at the chat room. If you guys want to participate and you want to join the chat, go to gfqlive.tv. You can join the chat room there. We're also on Twitch. So if you're on Twitch, if you're on any of these services, go to gfqlive.tv. That's our main site for the chat. I'm trying to follow everything, but it makes my life a lot easier.
Yes.
I'm getting messages right now.
I'm getting messages.
So you can follow us there. Subscribe to us. We're everywhere podcasts are available. And when you subscribe, that really helps us out because then we go up in the iTunes listing. More people find us. Mm-hmm. We make some more money.
We're over 2K now on the YouTube subscribers.
And also
right?
on YouTube. Yeah, we're over 2,000 subscribers on YouTube, which is amazing. Our Instagram page is blowing up. We're at like 4,800 followers now on Instagram.
Yes.
And I think we just started doing that a little bit more. So Instagram.com/MattMenPodcast, Twitter.com/MattMenPodcast, Patreon.com/MattMenPodcast, ProWrestlingTees.com/MattMenPodcast. We're everywhere you could imagine. So, and we really appreciate the support that you guys do because it keeps us going here. Makes us happy.
Just Google MattMenPodcast and do everything.
Yeah.
Just subscribe
to Pornhub.com/MattMenPodcast.
That's the secret.
Xvideos.com/MattMenPodcast.
Old school. 4chan.
4chan.com/M.
M-Pod.
So let's talk about the new WWE pay-per-view schedule following WrestleMania.
Yes.
About 6 months ago, we were talking about this, and I was told that they're not very happy with the way that the pay-per-view structure is going, the every 6 weeks pay-per-view thing,
mm-hmm.
because they realized that the production cost to run a pay-per-view every single, like, almost twice a month, some months twice, you know, every 6 weeks,
right.
is tremendous. It's too much of an overtaking for them, an undertaking for them, undertaker for them.
It's too much of an undertaker.
Yeah,
that's what they said. That was exactly the corporate memo.
So, and the thing that there was a little bit of backlash here because those network specials that they did
mm-hmm.
did really well for them.
Yeah,
I mean, it really brought up a lot of interest. Even though they didn't make a lot of money, it got a lot of buzz because of the show in Japan or the Roadblock, and then the other Roadblock, and then the mm-hmm. fourth Roadblock. You know, five Roadblock pay-per-views.
A lot of the Roadblocks.
So, actually, I personally, as someone that even as a, you know, I'm an enthusiast, right? I'm on the inside a little
sure,
bit.
Yeah.
But I still watch as a casual fan. That's the only way that I could enjoy talking about this if I watch it as a casual fan.
Yeah.
I started getting really bummed out on these pay-per-views.
Why?
Something breaking?
No. Is that red thing counting down?
Yeah. No, it counts up.
Oh, okay.
So I know how long we've been live. I started really getting exhausted by these, man. Like, they're not, you're just doing pay-per-views for the sake of doing pay-per-views.
Right.
And the question here was, well, instead of doing it every 6 weeks, why don't we do two network specials or three network specials mm-hmm. that are different types of shows? Like, one was to do a show from the Hammerstein, a pay-per-view from the Hammerstein.
Right.
One was to do, you know, a UK show. Another one was to do, like that, you give you a great example.
Yeah.
The UK tournament.
Fantastic.
Okay. Man, that building was stunning.
A lot of fun.
The show was hot. I treated that as a super show
exactly.
when I watched it.
I'll agree with that.
It was on at a weird time.
Friday afternoon at 2?
And then Saturday, I think at like, 2
it was
also.
It like 1 or 2,
yeah. But I treated it as a real, like a big deal.
That was a sporting event.
Yeah, it was a sporting event. And I had people come over to watch it with me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought that was really interesting. That is the direction that we're going to go. That is what we're going to see more of.
That's what I'd like. It seems like they hit that last year. And, you know, even with the Cruiser tournament, that was awesome. It made it, it attracted more viewers. It made it like must-see wrestling TV.
Yeah.
I think going forward now, because what they're doing is
here's the bad news.
They're smashing the pay-per-views together.
Yes, here's the bad news.
Yeah.
Pay-per-views are going 4 hours.
Yeah.
With 8 to 10 matches.
They're all, every pay-per-view is going to be 10 hours.
So
that's it.
It's not, by the way, it's not going to noon, midnight. It's going to start at 7.
Yeah.
8, 9, 10, 11. Maybe it'll be a little short, 10:45.
But your pre-shows are going to be like 5:30.
The pre-show's starting at like 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's going to just...
it's going to go up. Poor Renee Young.
It's going to be like that WrestleMania 2000 show that nobody watched.
I watched it.
I did too.
I also... I don't think
a lot of the younger fans know what a big deal that was.
Yeah.
So if you're a little bit younger than us, we're 22 years old.
We're 22 years old.
We just look old. No, we're in our 30s and... When WrestleMania 2000 was happening, it was a real big deal. It was supposed to be the biggest show ever. And there were all these rumors on who's coming into the WWE. I mean, like, the WrestleZone forum was on fire.
Yeah.
The show did not deliver
to
the expectation. But one thing they were doing was doing this crazy, like, 12-hour countdown with poor Michael Cole. And they were doing like these, you know, all the WrestleManias, and they were going to do like a panel. And this was the first time that they ever attempted this.
They did the highlights of every WrestleMania.
Excess and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And by like hour five, it like plummeted. It just, nobody cared.
See, you know, like I watch it, my buddy Gabriel at his like mom's apartment, and we recorded it all day on like four VHS tapes. Like,
I did the same.
We enjoyed it, but I would say like, by 9 o'clock, we were both kind of burned out a little bit.
Yeah.
I liked Can we look at that WrestleMania 2000 card?
Yeah, really, let's look at that. Just a little sidebar here,
just to do a little nostalgia.
Yeah, let's do this.
So that was 18 years ago.
Jesus Christ! The main event. This is the one that Austin wasn't a part of. Remember that?
Okay.
Because he was hurt.
This was the four
nine
way,
matches.
Right?
Yeah, the main event was Triple H defeated The Rock, Mick Foley, Big Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. It was Mick Foley, Big Show. And so I believe what happened here was Austin was hurt and it screwed up the main event. And it is the first time a heel ever won the championship.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in as the champion.
Right.
At WrestleMania, in the main event. He retained at WrestleMania, which nobody thought he was going to retain.
This is a fun card. All right. So, Boss Man and Bull Buchanan.
Okay. D'Lo and Godfather.
Beat the Godfather and D'Lo. Hardcore Holly beat Crash Holly for the Hardcore Championship.
It was a Battle Royal. Okay.
Test and Albert with Trish Stratus defeated Head Cheese.
The best thing Steve Blackman ever did.
Hell no, it's Steve Blackman. Edge and Christian defeated the
Dudleys.
The Dudleys and the Hardys, triangle ladder match.
Yeah,
that
so
was awesome.
This is the precursor to the TLC match.
Yes. Terry Runnels defeated the Cat.
In a cat fight.
With Val Venus.
Is this
as
when she flashed?
I think so.
She took her top off?
Yes, I believe so. China and Too Cool, Grandmaster Sexy and Sky Too High, defeated the Radicals, Dean Malenko, Eddie Guerrero, and Perry Saturn.
Jeez.
That was a lot of fun.
Six-person intergender tag match.
The two-fall triple threat match for the IC and European Championship. This was good. It was very convoluted. Chris Benoit beat Jericho and Angle fall one for the IC title. Jericho beat Benoit and Angle fall two for the European title. So
wouldn't
they did
you,
like a,
don't you think it should have been done the opposite way?
That Jericho got the IC belt?
Yeah. No. Jericho got, like, the first fall was for the European. The second fall would have been for the Intercontinental.
Right, yeah. Yeah, no. I think they did it. But that, I remember that being an awesome match.
You know why they did it? I got it. Because they were going on a European tour, and they needed to pump up the European title right after that.
Put it on Jericho. Kane and Rikishi with Paul Bearer defeated DX, Road Dogg, and X-Pac with Torii.
Oh.
In a tag team match. And then your main event, Triple H beat The Rock, Mick Foley, and Big Show. I was very hot going into this because this is the one where everybody had a McMahon in their corner.
Oh, my God, yes.
I
went at McMahon in my corner.
My one, like, I remember watching it, and then when Mick tried to hit that elbow to the table outside and kind of missed, it was very deflating. I don't know if you remember that.
You know, I have to tell you, this on paper sounds like a decent pay-per-view, but, and I'm looking at the reviews and people saying that it was like a positive pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being positive. I remember being really bummed out at this pay-per-view.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was really bummed out at this pay-per-view.
I don't know why. The Cat flashed at Armageddon 1999.
By the way, their advertising was all day long on Sunday.
So great.
Oh, man, all day long. Okay.
You know, what's funny about that, when you look back at like these old pay-per-views, it's kind of interesting because you're like, all right, where are these people now? And they didn't bring the cat out for Raw 25, right?
No.
Yeah. Even though she was, I feel like she was kind of.
No, but she's not on good terms. With
right. Them. But she was almost like an integral part of that, right?
Of that, like attitude era?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And no, and they didn't bring out any of the Diva Search ladies, right?
Candice Michelle didn't come out?
I don't think so.
No.
Candice, Ashley.
Ashley, because I think she, Ashley sued WWE. She's in that lawsuit. Part of that lawsuit.
And the chick that went to Impact, I always forget her name, who's not Maria Kanellis.
Not Gail Kim.
Not Gail Kim.
The chick that went to Impact that is not Maria
Kanellis.
Red hair.
Oh,
Christy Hemme.
Yes, Christy Hemme.
Yeah.
Like, just none of them.
But and, she was part of, Christy Hemme was part of that weird Kevin Dunn era of Babes. Models and John Laurinaitis, yeah. Babe Search.
No Victoria, too, which I thought was weird.
I was very surprised that Victoria wasn't there. Did you see that WWE Hall of Fame tweeted out to Victoria that she was in the Hall of Fame, but they thought it was Ivory?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Ivory being in the Hall of Fame, I think, is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, fine. Oh, really old school. I mean, she's part mm-hmm. of that last of that old school,
yeah,
tough women wrestlers before yeah. the whole. I mean, she was from, you know, she was in Glow.
So we got Dudley so far in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
We got Ivory so far in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
That's it, right? That's all that was announced.
2018.
Did they announce that Goldberg's going to be the?
Yeah, Goldberg. Goldberg's in it.
Okay.
WWE, let's see. Who else is going to be in this thing? So we got one female. We got a tag team. We got Goldberg. Who does Goldberg spear at WrestleMania?
Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm. Any challenges?
Goldberg helps Roman Reigns get that belt off of Brock Lesnar. They just go wacky. Wacky ending, Goldberg shows up. Goldberg was on The Flash, by the way, for like 3 episodes. This season.
Oh, Bam Bam Bigelow. Bam Bam's going to go in.
Okay.
That's another one. Kid Rock will be the celebrity one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's... What do we have? We have Kid Rock. We got Bam Bam. We got the Dudleys. We got Goldberg. We got Ivory. And how many did I put in every year?
6.
6 of them?
I think
so
they
we need
do,
maybe one more.
They do the Warrior Award.
Oh, the Warrior Award. And then I think maybe one more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like an... Oh, their legacy award. They'll do that legacy award.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And maybe one more. I don't know who the other one would be.
Hall of Fame's always good.
Yeah.
This is gonna be a fun. I think this is gonna be a fun Hall of Fame and fun WrestleMania. I also feel like because they need to put everybody on the show, right? And I feel like for the tag belts, they're gonna do the same thing they did last year,
mm-hmm.
With like the 4 team thing, and the last team's gonna be the Dudley Boys, and I think they're gonna take. For the they're gonna do the tenth win at WrestleMania, and be Hall of Famers.
Okay, yeah,
you know,
you think they'll win a title at WrestleMania?
Because last year
maybe
the Hardys did it last year. Last year that was the big
and
surprise.
That'll be his Bubba's retirement.
Yeah,
maybe
and give the belts up the next day on Raw. Have another tournament.
I don't know.
Keep the story
you
going.
Love that. You love that as the finish. Boys. You love the Dudleys, and you love giving up the title.
I love the Dudley Boys. If it wasn't the Dudleys, I'd say DX. Throw the Outlaws in there.
Throw the Outlaws. Throw DX. Put Brad Armstrong in the Hall of Fame
so he can be in a 2K game. What else happened last night on Monday Night Raw? The Elias Braun Strowman segment.
Okay, so let's talk about that. That
genius.
Was very well done. People were complaining that it exposed Braun.
For
it made him silly.
Oh, get out of here.
I mean, the man is pummeling everybody. There's nothing more silly than Braun Strowman.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, I enjoyed it. I like what they're doing with Braun. And everybody keeps talking about how I got to reposition myself. I'm very uncomfortable here. My back is killing me.
Matter.
My back hurts.
Yeah.
Everybody keeps talking about how, you know, the last big thing that McMahon will do is mm-hmm. Roman Reigns. No, man.
It's Braun Strowman.
And you know what? He did it so correctly.
Absolutely.
And no matter what they do after this, right? They could screw him up. But the concept of Braun Strowman mm-hmm. and the way they built him up, this is his, you're absolutely right. This is his Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, absolutely, man. He's yeah. so charming.
You know what this is? This is the Big Show done properly in WWE.
I agree with that.
This is the
that.
Big Show done properly. This is yeah. how the Big Show should have been booked
yeah.
from day one. Not having him lose to Austin immediately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
they've protected this guy because they know. Listen, they don't have monsters, man. They don't have that. And when the Big Show was in WCW, when he's a giant, Vince would always say, "Oh, God damn it. You see what I would do.
Yeah.
What I would have done to him. I would have, they don't know how to book a monster. Look, I would have booked them so differently. I would have done this. They have no idea what they're doing." And he went to WWE, and what did they do?
Yeah.
He came out from the bottom of the floor.
As Paul White,
through Austin, costing McMahon the match. McMahon immediately berated him on the first appearance of this big guy, scolded him, and then he started losing.
Yeah.
He lost to Austin.
Yeah, I mean, like, this was also, like, 20 years ago, and it's just like he was also super young at that point.
He was young, and apparently he they didn't really care for him.
Yeah, because he probably came in with a little bit of an attitude,
and he came in out of shape.
Yeah,
he was not very. He was not, and he did not work as well as they thought he would work.
Yeah,
but he didn't have to work in WCW.
No, he just had to be.
Do you remember the promo he came out with a red Solo cup, drinking and smoking a cigarette?
In WCW,
that was like part of his gimmick. He would just smoke a cigarette when he would come down the aisle.
I'm pretty sure they did whatever they wanted. Even Jericho last week, I don't know what podcast he was on, but he was saying he had to learn how to bump and feed when he got to WWE. He's like, they didn't show him any of that.
Well, they bump differently, like with punches and stuff. It's a different,
WCW.
Yeah.
I would love to have been a fly on the wall in that, like, that tumultuous WCW era where the wrestlers were in charge, and they were just like, nope, not going to happen. He's not going over. I'm going over.
Yeah.
Give me $1 million.
WCW was weird, weird, weird.
It was. Give me $1 million.
Give me $1 million.
It sounds like that's what everybody did at the end of the day. They were like, hey, give me $1 million. And then they were like, no problem.
Well, look, at the best is when they ended up giving Scott Hall and Kevin Nash an extra $400,000 when the WWE was promoting that Razor Ramon and Scott Hall were coming, because they freaked out because they thought that there was some flaw, like an opening in their contract for them to leave.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea how they would even thought that, but they ended up giving them an extra $400,000 because they started believing that they were going.
I'm pretty sure Kevin Nash saved his money.
They all did. No, they all did.
Because, like, when you think about how insane that, like, their contracts had, I believe it's called the Favored Nations Clause.
Favored Nations Clause, yeah.
Or if anybody was making more than them.
It's a weird 90s sports contract, yeah.
They'd get their pay would get bumped up. And they were doing, like, what, like 180 days instead of 300?
I don't know, probably around there. And there were no house shows. WCW wasn't really running house shows. You know, the thing about WCW was... So when they would run house shows, and this is, I think this would have been one of the main reasons that the business died.
Yeah.
So they would advertise like all these names for the house shows, and then they would come, and it would be like Hoovy as the main event. Nobody would show up.
Yeah.
Like people just wouldn't show up to house shows.
It just seems like it's not like they're purposefully running the company into the ground, but I think just because of like these rock star demands, it certainly didn't help. And how do you wrangle? How do you wrangle these people? If you're not Vince McMahon, how do you wrangle?
You can't. No, it's impossible.
Like, think about how combustible.
Vince is the only promoter in the world that's been able to do what he did.
To mentally wrangle these guys in.
Yeah.
And be like, listen, man, no, this is how it's supposed to be.
In an era where they were the worst of the worst.
Right.
Like, back there.
Yeah.
You know, like, everybody was competing. Like, everybody was hungry and everybody was competing with each other. Everybody was screwing everybody. Mm-hmm. People were on, you know, all different types of barbiturates
stuff. Yeah.
It was a very rough locker room.
Yeah.
Even in WWE, but I mean, the stories that you read is like, you come to the WWE locker room, and it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, and it was rough too. It was tough, but it was still like unity. We're fighting the same battle, whatever.
That corporate structure was also in place.
Yeah.
Of there's one guy in charge.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, you can hit the bricks.
Well, look at Turner in general, right? Like,
yeah.
Ted Turner was, he was like an outlaw.
Yeah.
He was an outlaw corporate guy.
Sure.
I just think it's such a fascinating, fascinating group of people.
Yeah. And to think about, like, my thing, I don't know if you feel this way, but like, it just always seemed like WCW was three shots of espresso mixed with bourbon and maybe a few amphetamines. Like
WCW?
When you watched it,
yeah.
You know, like everybody was just like really out of their gourd You never really knew what anybody was saying.
Everybody was really bloated, man.
Yeah.
Bloated. Like, nobody was... They were all jacked up, but, like, you could tell that they had about 20 pounds of water weight.
They also let...
I feel like they just ate salt in the locker room.
They also... They had, like, a salt, like, in the corner just to keep everybody appeased. It was like beer. And people don't talk about how ludicrous the... Like, most of the Flair stuff was. People always concentrate on Hogan and NWO.
Yeah.
But... The one dude that never joined the NWO
was Flair.
Flair and DDP, right?
DDP, they remember they teased it, and
But Flair's promos were just so off the rails, like in a good way that he didn't care, because his promos were so off the rails, more so than NWA style Flair. That's what people remember. They remember him, suit, live audience.
Off the rail Flair was probably his best promo when he started strepping and started telling Bischoff that he's going to give up everything for one match.
And he's elbowing his clothes.
Like,
come on, man. It's so bananas.
So someone said, in hindsight, Impact felt like WCW felt like what Impact felt like. I have to tell you, as someone that watched it live, it never felt like Impact.
No.
I think what people are forgetting is, like, you're comparing 2001 WCW.
Right.
I still think Impact was way more organized, even in their worst days.
I agree with that.
Than WCW ever was.
But they also didn't know what to do with anybody.
Where, WCW or Impact?
Impact.
The problem is, you know, when you... They decided that they wanted to be like WWE.
Yes.
And when you do that, you will always be a second-rate Fed.
Mm-hmm.
Because you cannot ever provide... You don't have the production, you don't have the brains, you don't have the manpower, you do not have the ability that Vince McMahon and WWE have.
Yeah.
That is the reality. Why did ECW do well for what they did? Because they were so far away from everything else.
Yeah.
They were not WCW, they were not, you know, WWE.
Not in competition.
Not in competition. They did their own thing. And the same thing goes for Ring of Honor, where they concentrate on match quality, and I'm concentrating on production and pyro.
Right.
Now they're getting a little bit more into the production, obviously, because you have to stay competitive. But it still feels like a different product. When you watch Impact in that 2009, you know, live push, you had Hogan out, you had Bischoff out, you had the Outlaws, you had Sting.
I don't think the Outlaws were there at that point.
No, they were.
Yeah,
yeah. Road Dogg and what's his name?
They were the James Gang.
Okay, fine. Maybe you had the Dudleys.
You had the Main Event Mafia.
Yeah, the Main Event. Yeah, you had all these
names. You had names, man.
Yeah, Booker T.
You had enough to do something with, and it just didn't work.
And the crowd's not as hot.
Yeah.
And the video doesn't look as good.
It was the Impact Zone.
The Impact Zone, man. That thing is terrible. They did have one really good show, and it was in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it and I said, man, they're onto something. And it just came tumbling.
Yeah. I think that for me, they should never have. I don't know if you guys remember this at all, but there was a time where they made a lot of new signings, and then they were like, "Yo, we're going live on Mondays, opposite Raw." Like, why would you do that?
I give them credit for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's this all or nothing mentality.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, why don't you go? Why don't you start doing live, but on a day that's, you know,
yeah,
just go live. On a day that's not competing with WWE and Monday Night Football, you know?
You can't do that now, though, because WWE's on every day.
WWE's on every day. Monday, Tuesday. You could go on a Wednesday. Well,
Wednesday's got NXT.
Thursday? You go Thursday.
What's on Thursday? I feel like there's something on Thursday.
What's on Thursday?
Main event?
Whatever. I mean, you could go someday. You go, you know, Friday's a kiss of death. You don't want to be on a Friday.
Catch up with 205 Live.
What if you did a Sunday night? Sunday Night Live.
Yeah. Well, they did that in the beginning where they used to do the penny pay-per-views.
The penny pay-per-views, yeah.
Which were a lot of fun.
Thursday Night Football's on. Yeah, but not the whole season. So, I don't know. You know, I feel bad. Impact could have done something.
But you know what?
They're not even the number two company in the country anymore. Ring of Honor's the number two wrestling organization, and they don't even have national clearance.
Yeah.
They're not in New York City yet, and they bought Tribune.
Solid, man. Like, solid. It's amazing. Solid performers. And plus, you know, they have the NJPW connection.
Yeah, New Japan is the number two promotion in the world, but in North America, Ring of Honor is the number two promotion.
And this New Japan stuff that we're headed towards is going to be fantastic. They're opening up a new dojo.
Mm-hmm.
They already sold out of the West Coast show.
They sold out the... They're doing the March show.
Yeah.
and they're doing a West Coast show, and I think everything is sold out. Everything is sold out. I mean, they're just doing great. Do you want to do viewer questions?
Let's take some questions.
Guys, send us your questions, rumor, speculation, whatever you want it to be.
We need a reggae horn.
We do need a reggae
horn. Whenever we announce.
I actually had one on my phone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So, guys, send us your questions in the chat, and we will do our best to answer them. Oh, did you see Emma?
Debuted on Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Very cool. She's using her real name, Tennille Dashwood.
I think she needs to change her name.
Why?
I don't like the name.
It's a real name.
It impacts me.
In what way?
It impacts me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she needs to be Dashwood.
You don't like
or Dash.
You don't like the name Tennille?
I'm like Vince. I don't like first and last names anymore.
Okay.
I want just first names.
Just Dashwood.
Dashwood. Ring of Honor is getting big. Okay. Orton versus Rude at Mania. It looks like it.
Sure.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that too.
The question, should John Cena have joined the Nexus, and why is the answer no?
I'll tell you why.
I'll tell you why the answer is no. They killed that Nexus thing so fast.
Yeah.
It was dead when Daniel Bryan got fired.
Yeah, 100%.
For choking
Justin Roberts. Which was awesome.
I remember.
Yeah.
The online buzz, they're like, something big is going to happen today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something big is going to happen. And they fired Daniel Bryan.
What, like, they forgot to tell Daniel Bryan, do anything you want. By the way, no chokies. None of that.
Nobody
stuff.
I mean, what a crazy thing to fire him over, right?
Because it was right after the Benoit thing.
No, it was a couple
years after.
But nobody, like, I don't even think anybody noticed it. I don't even think there was backlash.
Yeah.
Here's one. What do you think about Ray versus Liger? I'm very excited for Ray versus Liger.
I think it's going to be awesome, but we've seen this match already, and it's going to be a good match.
Yeah, it's going to be a great match.
WCW, yeah. It's going to be fantastic. I want to go back to the Nexus thing really quick.
Yeah.
If they had John Cena join the Nexus, I guarantee you, at one point, he would have taken over, and they all would have come out dressed like him.
Oh, my God. A like a Survivor Series team?
Yeah, they would have all come out, bright-colored T-shirts, jorts, and they would have had some, like, that would have been the original C-Nation. Guarantee it. You know, like Wade Barrett, Heath Slater, Husky Harris, yeah. Ryback, Skip Sheffield. I know there's, like, five more dudes.
Who does Strowman face at Mania? Right now, looks like it's going to be The Miz. Mm-hmm. In the entire history of pro wrestling, why does Vince hate his fans? Smark fan off. I do not think he hates his fans. Yeah. I think he does not subscribe to the philosophy of pro wrestling.
Wrestling. Yeah.
I think he subscribes to a very different mentality. But Vince is a huge wrestling fan.
Yeah.
He knows wrestling. He knows way more than a lot of people think or imagine. When we think of Vince McMahon, we think of what the character of what not the character of the business guy, not like the TV character.
Yeah.
I think for him, he has a very different mentality. You know, WWE is not wrestling.
I'll throw my two cents in there, and I agree with you. I don't think he hates his fans. I think he knows that the future of the business is through the youth that watch it. And who's buying all the merchandise? It's mostly kids. It's mostly families.
Yeah.
And he knows that. Like, look at where we are right now. Like, we saw something when we were kids, and we're hooked for life. And I think that's the mentality that he has. It doesn't matter. He's not catering to the adults. He could give a shit about a 35-year-old Smark who's wearing a Bullet Club t-shirt and is yelling about how Vince should hire Kenny Omega and make Cesaro world champion.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about that guy.
He doesn't care about
that. He cares about the kid who's
putting smiles on faces.
He's getting good grades so that his parents could take him to the wrestling show.
He cares about grades?
I think so.
This man cares about your education?
Get good grades, kid.
Get good grades, kid.
And I think that's it. He's just catering. It's the family-oriented thing. Granted, some of this stuff maybe shouldn't, not anymore, but like, you know, like it's subjective and there's something for everybody. Yeah. You know, like I loved Braun Strowman hitting Elias with the giant stand-up base. I thought that was fantastic. It made me chuckle.
Yeah,
it was great.
Thought it was great.
Everything in pro wrestling, especially WWE, should be taken with a grain of salt and like a little bit of laughter, because otherwise you're just gonna hate it.
I watch it because I enjoy it. I don't watch it because I want to criticize it.
Right.
When does Finn Balor get the Universal Title? I say this year, SummerSlam.
This he beats Roman Reigns for it.
Yeah. I would say, yeah. Oh, maybe not. I don't know. Who knows? But I definitely think he's going to get it this year. Let's see. Vince will get his grandkids $20 for every
A
they get on this. Is that true? I hope so.
There you go, kids.
but they all have his face on them. They're not real 20. It's like Monopoly money.
It's Okada money.
Yeah. I'm looking at a picture right now of Brock Lesnar with Matt Hardy's hair.
Oh, yeah. It's
so
amazing.
Satisfying to see this.
It's very sassy looking.
It's very satisfying to look at this.
Do you think Bullet Club is going to have an NWO? They already have a splintering between the Elite and everybody else. And also, the new booking is the Golden Lovers are back, and they're taking on Cody and Marty.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a whole work.
Yes.
I think they're going to work everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it was done at the wrong time to split.
Okay, I think it's a work though. They need to see this is the weird thing too, because Tama Tonga and his two brothers and Bad Luck and Hangman are all still in the Bullet Club, and so is Pimp Juice, right?
Yeah.
And then you have that's like six dudes, and then you have Cody, the Bucks, Kenny, and Marty. Right? Am I missing somebody?
No.
So that's 10 or 11 guys in that faction.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the dudes who pop in every so often.
The in-and-out guys.
Yeah.
I hope Hogan goes. I hope Hogan shows up.
Yeah?
Oh, man. I would be so happy. I know everybody hates it.
Come on, brothers.
But why? Why do people hate it? Why would people hate Hulk Hogan in the Bullet Club? Tell me. Give me a good reason. And don't give me the bullshit of he's keeping young guys down.
No.
I want you to give me a really good reason on why you will not be excited if all of a sudden you see this happening with the Hollywood Hogan shit coming out with the Bullet Club shirt.
I'd be excited for it just because of the coolness.
That's all you want. That's all I want to see. I don't want to ever see anything else.
I'd feel more ecstatic for the dudes involved. You know, I'd feel happy for them. I don't know them personally, but I would feel happy for the
Mang
Young Bucks.
Is in the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
And he just did a one-off. That was it. That's all I want to see is just him come out. And I want to see Dennis Rodman there and Chuck Zito.
Cody Hall was in the Bullet Club, and Scott Hall would come out with them. They need that every so often. You know, throw these guys a couple of bucks.
It's fun. It's fun. Just everything doesn't have to make sense always.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to lead to an angle. Sometimes you just do it to do it. Mm-hmm. It'll be cool to get the buzz and get the pop from it.
What I would like is if they did something with Hogan, but he ended up being on a few episodes of Being the Elite, where they're just horsing around and Hogan's come on, brothers, this isn't how we used
if
to
Luke
do
Dez
it.
If Luke Dez was alive, I'd put him in the Bullet Club.
Yeah, sure.
All of them. I want all the Briscoes.
Randy Savage.
Randy Savage in the Bullet Club, all of them.
I wouldn't
listen,
mind.
You know what I want to see? Mm-hmm. This is what I want to see. I want to see Hogan versus Kenny Omega. At the Kingdom.
It would happen.
And I want Hogan to just 5 minute squash match, just Hulk up and then just bury Kenny Omega.
Oh, boy.
And that's how you end it.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's how you bury the Bullet Club.
That's how you bury the Bullet Club. And I want to see Hogan become the leader of the Bullet Club, brother. And I want to do the whole pose down for 35 minutes.
It leads into Hogan versus Okada.
And then Hogan wins.
Oh, boy.
Hogan beats Okada. Hogan Fantastic. Beats all of them. I want to see this.
Everybody.
I would actually, if Hulk Hogan beat Okada in a match, like a 10-minute match.
Phenomenal.
He doesn't even have to do anything, man. He just does a Hulk up thing, big boot, and that's it. I would love to see that happen.
Yeah.
On every possible level. I want to see the world explode. I want to see the destruction. I want to see people losing their goddamn minds on Twitter just so I could get off on it.
You know what the ending of the match is?
What?
Three Rainmakers.
Oh, yeah.
On the third Rainmaker, that's when you get the
Hulk up.
The Hulk up. And then you get the boot, and that's it. That's all she wrote.
Yeah, 69-year-old Hulk Hogan winning the IWGP title.
Can somebody make this match on WWE 2K18? let's see. What else do we have here?
Oh, man. I would love that.
Speaking of work, what did you guys take out of the Booker Corey Graves not fight? It was
nothing. You know what's? I did not care about it. Did you care about it?
I figured it was a work because he was on Corey Graves was on Edge and Christian's podcast a few weeks ago, and he was just talking. He was really just talking genuinely kindly about Booker T. And I'm like, this is a non thing. And then they were like, oh, surprise, we got you.
I. But who did they get? Did people actually? I'm really curious. I didn't really follow it as much, but when I did, I was like, oh, they're working us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did they actually, did people fall for this?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Forbes wrote about it.
Right.
And then Booker's like, well, we got Meltzer.
Yeah, Booker and him just had fun with this whole thing, and on his show, they talked about, like, oh, we fooled everybody. We fooled Michael
Apparently
Cole.
There were fans in the Facebook group talking mad shit. I think many of those fans are on another planet in that Facebook group.
They're all, it's one guy.
You know what it is? It's amazing, right? Because everybody's like a smark now.
Yeah.
Everybody's smartened up. But nobody's smartened up.
Right, exactly.
Like, none of them have smartened up. They fall for the same thing. And then when you go on and you're like, I hate Roman Reigns. He's ruining it for me. And listen, man. You don't have to like him.
I'm going to cancel my network subscription.
You don't have to like him, but you got to, you know, it's fine. You don't have to enjoy it and whatever, but there were so many other options. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, he's whatever. Like, he's just one entity in a whole group of things that I like about pro wrestling.
Can we talk more about Hogan beating
everybody
in New Japan?
Man, I want to see. You know what? So this is how it happens. He beats Kenny Omega at the G1, right?
Becomes leader of the Bullet Club.
No, becomes leader of the Bullet Club and in a one contender for the title. He goes, listen here, brother. I'm coming for you, Okada. He comes for Okada. Beats Okada. 1-2-3
oh,
in the
middle. God.
He does this.
Yeah.
Beats him 1-2-3. Then Naito's the number one contender.
Oh,
beats Naito.
Yeah.
Beats Naito. It's over. Kevin Nash
just
shows up.
Just goes through everybody on the
Kevin
roster.
Kevin Nash shows up and says, I'm the savior of New Japan.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, oh, yeah, brother. And they do the finger poke of doom. And the entire country of Japan just crumbles.
Wow.
Economy collapses.
From the sheer force
their cars,
of the
nobody,
fall.
They can't even make cars anymore. Everything gets shitty.
That'd be amazing. I would love to see Hogan in Japan again. One last run. It looks like Hogan also looks like he is a, like... I'm sure the guy's healthy, but he always looks like he's so sore. real sore from working out.
His hamstrings hurt all the time.
If you had to pick one last Hogan match, would it be Okada?
Oh, now it would have to be.
Right.
It would have to be Kenny Omega and Okada, three-way.
Okay.
And he would have to beat both of them. You know how he beats him? This is how he hulks up and does the noggin bump.
Ugh.
The double noggin. He just does that, and they both pass out.
I like it.
No, and if I would ever see another Hogan match,
give me top three.
It won't happen, right?
Like, yeah.
We won't ever see. But if, let's say, in this fantasy, Hogan is healthy, it has to be John Cena.
John Cena?
Undertaker.
No, I don't want that.
I want to see Cena. Did you take away my thing?
Yeah, I took away your thing. Try again. I don't want that.
John Cena.
Yes.
Brock Lesnar.
We got that, though.
I want to see it again.
Okay.
100% I want to see Brock. 100% I want to see...
Undertaker.
John Cena. Mm-hmm. And I want to see Hogan Balor.
Oh, man. I'd love that. That's Okada, Balor, and not so much Kenny Omega. But...
No, you know what? Braun Strowman. Okay. I want to see Braun Hogan.
Yeah.
I want to see another big giant body slam.
Ugh,
and
so
you know what? If they did that body slam now, that Andre Hogan body slam.
Yeah.
If that would have happened now, when he slams Andre, the ring collapses. They do that imploding ring.
Absolutely.
That's what they would do now.
Absolutely.
I know Vince is like, God damn it, if I only thought of it 30 years ago.
Oh, God.
That'd be
so good.
Hogan versus Hunter?
Yes. Even though that happened, I'd like to see that again.
Nobody sells anything.
I'd like to see a Hogan Jericho.
Did we see that? We did see Hogan Jericho.
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was really quick, though.
All I remember is Hogan was like really stiff, like body wise, not like potato people, very just
always sore,
very sore.
I'll throw this one out.
He's always putting Tiger Bomb on.
I'll throw this one out there as a dream match that'll never ever happen. Hogan CM Punk.
Hogan CM Punk would be phenomenal.
Just promo versus promo. It's imagine.
Is
that,
Hogan a great promo? Hogan is a cartoon.
He's a promo.
All right. He is something else.
I never
got the Hogan hate. I never ever got the Hogan hate.
He's a cartoon. He's the best. He's the best cartoon.
He's the best cartoon of your life that you grew up with. Yeah. He's the best. Wolverine, Spider-Man, Hulk Hogan.
That's
three cartoons of my childhood.
Yeah. I think it's just like he's an interesting guy. And when you get older, you read all this stuff about him and then like how he was trained. And then, like, the whole brother thing.
The brother
and
thing,
just
man.
How, brother. Those stories of how every night in WCW, it would be him and Randy in a locker room just opening cases of beer together. Like, they were, like, the dons of the locker room. Yeah.
Miller Lite. They had a big thing of Miller Lite.
Great match, Hulk.
You know what I imagine? A lot of guys walking around with like coolies.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And fanny packs in that locker room. Everybody had a cooler. Everybody.
Now it's different. Now it's their coolers are holding their pre-made lunches.
Yeah.
Which is it's like
some very healthy vitamin
and video game consoles.
And consoles, yeah.
It's what not a crazy. Like, it's not like a case of beer or anything. Yeah.
I would not be able to survive in that locker room.
No.
I would be future endeavored immediately.
Get out of here, Zary.
Yeah, I failed that wellness test on the first. I'm talking about a wellness test. I'm very interested to see some of these new guys coming in and how they're going to do. I'm not going to name names.
Like Ricochet?
No, he's fine. That's somebody else. Big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody that just signed?
Just has initials, has names.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think NXT is subject to...
Oh, yes, they are.
Let's say he's natural.
Well, I know he's a little smaller now.
Okay.
A little smaller.
Leaner.
Yeah. I'm very hopeful. Oh, by the way, two other things before we wrap up. I know we're running a little long. Hunter's taken over 205 Live, and it seems to be doing very different.
Going back to the style of the tournament.
Going back to the style of the tournament. They're going to be doing a lot more stuff. I'm very excited for that. And John Cena's hinting at an EC3 feud.
How's that?
That's what I heard.
Yeah?
That'll be the first feud.
It's big guy versus big guy.
I would love to see John Cena EC3.
I'd like to see that too, because it's like they're the polar opposites and very much in a good regard.
EC3 is gonna be in NXT.
Yeah,
he's gonna hold that title, but it's not gonna be like a 2-year run.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that they realized with Nakamura, they kept them a little too long.
Same thing with Balor.
Same thing with Balor. Well, yeah. Same thing with
Balor. But they needed Balor.
They needed Balor. Like, what's it? Bobby Roode, very quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
That was like a 2-year... Well, that was 2 years also.
It's interesting what...
That was
like,
2 years also.
How they did that, because you had, like, Neville was a quick call-up. Sami Zayn was there for a couple of years. Kevin Owens was a quick call-up. Balor was there for a couple of years. Apollo Crews was a quick call-up.
You know? Apollo Crews was too... It was premature.
So they kind of bounced back and forth. Like, Elias was there from 2014, and he was just there. Same thing with Jason Jordan. Jason Jordan was there for, like, 5 years, I want to say. Enzo and Cass, they were there for a very long time. No update on the Enzo Amore case.
Nothing yet.
We'll find out
in a couple of weeks,
except
right?
Except the lady in question, I think yesterday admitted that she's diagnosed with like 5 disorders.
Yeah.
Very unfortunate.
Something happened, right?
Yeah.
Regardless of what it was, something definitely happened.
We got one last question.
Yes, go ahead.
What do you think of James Ellsworth challenging for the NWA title? I like it. I think it's him versus Nick Aldis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. I'm cool with that. He's got 2 hands.
It's going to be a joke thing, you know? But people are talking about it, right?
Be great if he got the NWA title.
Oh, man. What a final. Billy Corgan wouldn't do it, though.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think Billy Corgan will do it. Well, listen, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know Billy too well.
He hits him with no chin music. Yeah.
This guy talks about pumpkins all day. He sings about pumpkins. He can do whatever he wants. I don't know.
Hulk Hogan versus Billy Corgan.
Hulk Hogan versus Billy Corgan. Hulk Hogan versus James Ellsworth.
Oh, I'd love that.
Come here, little shit.
He just kills him.
Yeah, he just kills him. Give me one match. Give me one match right now people that are alive that you would say would be the most from people that are like capable of wrestling, right? That you would say as a main event for WrestleMania. That you would say would be the most ridiculous possible main event to ever have that people would be interested in seeing.
You threw that. I had one in my head that just popped into my head immediately.
Yeah.
But I'll answer it with that one, which is Hulk Hogan versus New Jack. For some reason. I was just like, oh, of course.
You know what?
That's the most ridiculous match I'll ever think about.
No, I think you're perfectly fine with that.
Most ridiculous dream match that people would be interested to headline WrestleMania. Undertaker Braun Strowman.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Kenny Omega Undertaker.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one.
That is a ridiculous mismatch that I would be so excited to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause I could already see that match. I could see how they would do it.
Great match.
If Undertaker has one more match after Cena, who is it?
Ooh, that's a good question. I still think they might do the Braun Strowman thing. One more match after Cena, man, that's tough. Who would it be?
I would say Balor. He's the last of the spooky guys that he has.
Sure. Yeah. It almost makes no sense, though.
None of it makes sense.
No, you're right. None of it makes sense.
Sting. I mean, everybody was talking Sting, but I love how that became the connection. Like, nobody ever spoke about Undertaker versus Sting.
Yeah.
Ever.
Trench coats.
And then it was like the trench coat and spooky guy, but he was the undead. Here's a good question. Was Sting the undead?
No.
Yes, he was.
He was a vigilante.
He was a crow.
No,
he was the crow.
No, he was like the vigilante. That was what his whole deal was. He was waiting in the
rafters. He didn't die like Brandon Lee?
I don't think he died.
And then came back as a... What was the crow?
He was a dude that got murdered and got brought back to life to avenge his murder and his wife's murder.
And his wife's murder. Okay. Right. So he was the undead.
Yes.
Okay.
I think they just aesthetically copied the crow and that was it. And they were just like, this is it.
And he had a crow.
He had a crow. Once, only once though. And I don't think it was a crow. I think he had a vulture.
It could be a vulture.
Yeah.
He died inside when WCW fans turned on him. Yeah, thinking that he was in the NWO. So maybe he did die. Mm-hmm. He died of disappointment.
Undertaker versus Andrade Almas.
Undertaker versus, let's see. I got it.
Go ahead.
Undertaker versus the Velveteen Dream.
Oh,
that is the one.
You know what? I'm going to top that.
Yeah.
If there's anybody Undertaker is going to face after... John Cena, Nakamura.
Undertaker versus Nakamura.
Legitimately, Nakamura, I would love to see that.
You know what I would do? This is how I would book it. Nakamura is terrified of everything that the Undertaker does.
Oh, okay.
So, like, he can't even, like, you would say, like, oh yeah, Undertaker's old and whatever, but Nakamura is terrified of zombies.
They do the mind games thing.
They do the whole mind games thing, and Nakamura is like, he can't even deal with it at all.
Yeah, yeah.
When he does a sit up, he just runs away. Ooh. That's how the match ends.
Very frightening.
And then you would do like the Roadrunner effects on the feet, and you would just see smoke coming as he's running.
That's the next step of what Kevin Dunn's going to have to do. They're going to have to add effects and sound effects.
Do you remember a Wrestling Society X?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever watch that?
No.
Do you remember they used to do CGI effects?
No.
So I was watching one of the matches. Let's say it was I have Teddy Hart versus whatever, right?
Yeah.
Whatever the guys were, and it was like a hardcore match. By the way, I don't even think it was Teddy Hart. It was like one of those hardcore guys, and they did some spot and they put in CGI explosions.
Oh, really?
And fire and like lightning.
I gotta watch this stuff. I do remember it existed. I never watched it. I didn't know who was in it, too. The end of that Nakamura-Undertaker match would be Undertaker keeps sitting up, and Nakamura keeps giving
kicking him
the knee, and he just keeps getting up three
and Undertaker
times.
Undertaker bites him. Bites
Undertaker
him right in the shin.
Bites him.
Yeah.
Undertaker goes for the choke slam. Nakamura turns it into an armbar. Taps out the Undertaker.
I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that.
Fantasy booking is a lot of fun.
That is a lot of fun. Especially when you don't take it serious and you're freaking ridiculous.
I do want Okada versus Hogan, though. That's my dream match. Could somebody please put that together?
Okada versus Hogan?
Just send me a WWE 2K18 full match of Okada versus Hogan.
Okay. But I also, can you guys also do me one favor?
Mm.
Can you guys do Hulk Hogan versus a creative wrestler from the early 2000s?
Oh, it's going to be Jeff Hardy.
I want it to be a 7-foot-tall Jeff Hardy that has the Marilyn Manson face paint. And he's wearing a Juggalo chain.
That era of indie wrestling.
So
was
terrible.
So fascinating to me because everybody wanted to be Jeff Hardy. Like, everybody's like, yo,
why,
I can totally do this.
Why?
He was the coolest. He had the Jenkos.
Jenko jeans.
Stocking gloves.
Oh,
he had the paint. Had a little bit of the face paint. He did this thing.
God damn it. Terrible.
Oh, it's a Hogan versus the Ascension.
Love it. Would take that.
Definitely.
Hogan versus Ascension, I would take. All right, guys.
Yeah.
I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
I got to make a couple phone calls. I got to call Hulk Hogan and book this. Guys, go to our website, gfknetwork.com. Subscribe to us. We're everywhere podcasts are available. BTC Rich on Twitter. Follow Rich. You can follow me at Andrew Zarin. You can follow Mattman at Mattman Podcast on Twitter. And we'll see you all next time. Take care.
Later.